Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started.
Well, hello, my gorgeous friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. It is a bonus mini time. That's right. It's Fill Your Cup Thursday here on the Rainbow, where we fill your cup up with just enough to feel the love and free hugs, of course, always here on the Rainbow. Oh my goodness, my friends, so much has been going on. So many gorgeous, wonderful things have been jumping out into the world and filling our cups with so much love. What am I talking about? Well, all kinds of things. Just this past week, we had Rainbow I Am Christopher on the Rainbow here with his amazing hit, Sprite. Make sure you go on back and listen to him. It was such an amazing interview full of love and inspiration and motivation and just a capture your dream moment. So make sure that you check that out. We also just had funny man Walker Ward on the podcast that made us laugh and laugh and laugh. He is so funny. You can visit him over on Instagram at WalkSauce42. And then something really cool is coming up on the 28th of May. What is that? Well, just as we hop into summer, we are going to have a Power of Positivity Summit with Miss Amy P. Kelly. She's the Vice President of Consulting for the John Gordon Company, which is an influential training and consulting company passionate about developing positive leaders. And of course, Julie Nee is joining her. She's a speaker, trainer, leader, and author, and a passionate teacher of all things positivity. They will be on the podcast on the 28th, friend. We'll be talking about all things what? Positive, of course. We're going to have a great summer with them. And we will also be talking about their new book, You Grow Girl, Plant and Pursue the Power of You. Okay, so that's what's going on the Rainbow in the next upcoming weeks. But today, what are we going to focus on? We're going to focus on you. And we are going to focus on things that we can control. Okay? Human beings, my loves, my rainbows, we all want to control things to a certain point, right? Some of us may be more controlling than others. Not always a great trait necessarily. Like, you can't control people. Right. But I know sometimes people try to control people, but there are certain things in life you just can't control. Right. You can't control the future. Okay. Right there. And that's where a lot of our anxiety comes from. We just want to know the outcome of things before they happen. And this is the thing. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen regardless of how much you worry about it. Hard to remember. Hard pill to swallow sometimes. I totally get it. So I made a list today of things that you can focus on that you can control. Because if we spent much more of our energy on focusing on what we control instead of expending our energy on things that we can never control, I think we'd be a lot better off, right? I know. I hear you, peanut gallery. Easier said than done. But when you practice this each and every day consistently, you know I love that word consistently because it always works, my friends. When you consistently think about the things you can control and you truly focus on them, then you're in energy. I said energy. I don't know what energy is, but you know what? It's a new word that I've just decided to coin. Your energy, that is your energy inside focused on you. Your energy will expound and be beautiful. See how I did that? When you focus more on the rainbows you can control, and less energy on the things we can't control. Okay, so starting on the list is your priorities. All right, my friends, your priorities are out of whack. I'm just going to tell you right now, and you know it. You're exhausted, you're tired, you're doing more for everyone else than you're ever focusing back on you. This, my friends, you can control. If your priorities are out of whack, and come on, you know that they are, then you've got to reset, recalibrate. What's most important? What really needs to be done? Now, no. I do not want to hear from you that, well, I've got to do this and they're expecting this. And well, hold up. If you are not taking care of you, you can't take care of everyone else. So my friends,
What you can control is your priorities. Don't forget you, and don't forget that you can eliminate a lot of those things on the list that don't serve you anymore. How about you can focus on and control how you spend your time? Oh, yes, you can. Now, I was feeling really rushed and hurried last week, and then I realized I was the one making myself feel that way. And so I stopped, dropped, and took a nap. I'm not joking. I set the timer for an hour and was like, if you fall asleep, you fall asleep. If you don't, you don't. But I wasn't going to feel guilty about taking a nap when I was just hitting a wall and so exhausted. And plus, I set a timer. So I was like, okay, it's just an hour of my day. And then I can actually maybe wake up and be more alert. And I was. So my friends, you can control how you spend your time. And that includes if you need a nap, if you need to take a break, if you want to spend time with friends. I really do try to spend time with my friends all the time because this is the thing. You're never going to regret spending time with your friends. So make the time, have the time, and know that you can control how you spend your time. Ooh, you like how I did that? All right, your attitude. Your attitude you can control. All right, if you walk into a place feeling grumbly and bumbly, everybody else feels that way too. That was cute, grumbly and bumbly. But you know how sometimes you're just like, eh, I don't feel it. But when you feel that way, you reflect that to the world, and then what comes back at you? More grumbly and bumbly. So focus on what you can control, your attitude, my friends. You know, you're not always going to feel like you want to put a smile on your face, but you don't have to be rude, right? You can be pleasant. Your habits. Ah, yes, you can control your habits. You know, if you're, let's talk about physical, your health. If you're just not feeling so great, you just went to the doctor and they're like, you know, this is a little off and, you know, you need to take care of yourself a little bit better, then these are things that you can control. Go out and take a walk, my friends. Just a walk. That's all we're asking. Or how about substitute one of those sweet snacks for a banana? Now, I'm not going to say that fruit is nature's dessert. I've heard so many people say that. And listen, I love sweets so much. And sure, yes, they're sweet. The fruit is sweet like a dessert. It almost could be nature's dessert. But you know what's better than just an apple? An apple pie. So, yeah, I guess I was just saying try to eat a little healthier. And then I mentioned apple pie. But hey, you're getting fruit in that apple pie. So yeehaw. All right. So you can change your habits as far as taking care of you or taking care of your body by going for a walk. How about asking for help? Which kind of coincides with how you take care of yourself. So focus on what you can control. Ask for help and how you talk to yourself and how you take care of yourself. So asking for help includes everything and anything. Don't have so much pride and ego that you can't say, hey, I need help. I'm telling you, when you get really good at asking for help, then you get a whole crew of people around you lifting you up. It feels pretty great. Don't know why I whispered that, but I did. Okay. And then, of course, as I said, taking care of yourself and talking to yourself, same difference. You need to talk to yourself nicely. Look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? You are. You are, my friend. Okay? Don't be mean to yourself. You talk to yourself all day. Would you talk to yourself, or should I say, would you talk to a friend the way that you talk to yourself? Think about it. Every time you say something mean to yourself, think, would I say that to my best friend? Probably not. So talk to yourself nicely, and then that is also taking care of yourself. Here's a great one, your perspective. Focus on what you can control, your perspective. Now, you know, we all get up on a Monday morning sometimes and we feel like, okay, here we go again. But you know what, my friends, I'm going to say it like I've said 1,000 times before until you believe me. Time is relative. Time is also taken away and time is not unending. So use your time wisely and don't waste a day just because it's called Monday. Poor Monday. What did it ever do to you? Nothing really. And if you're really uncomfortable and not loving what you do on a Monday, not loving your job, well, maybe it's time for a career change or just a little change, but a change. Maybe pick up a new hobby because you can't quit your job. or maybe start looking for a new job. Just saying, your perspective, of course, is what it's changing into a more positive perspective on life, that life is abundant and everyone else isn't lucky. You're lucky too. It's not just everybody else. All right. And last but not least, something you can focus on that you can control, how you treat others. That's right. We've said it time and time again. If you want love in the world, you got to give out love in the world. Think of the world and the people and the souls that you meet all around you as mirrors. If you are a big, rotten, snotty, mean, angry individual, that's what you're going to see in the mirror reflected right back to you. Ugh, sucks, right? Because some days you do feel grumbly and bumbly. But what can you control about that? You can control how you treat others. Be kind, my friends. As we often say, we don't know what anyone is walking through, and they don't know what you're walking through, right? Right. Or as they say, capiche, capiche. So as you walk through this life, looking at all the beautiful soul mirrors around you, know that what you give out is what will come back to you. Be a good friend. Be a good neighbor. Be a good stranger. Be a good human. And I could not get that out of my mouth. And rise. That's what I was trying to say, but just didn't want to come out. And rise the vibration of the world around you with a wonderful, beautiful attitude of treating others well. So what are we going to focus on that we can control this week, this weekend, and just every day? Our priorities, our habits. We're going to ask for help. We're going to have a good attitude. How we spend our time, our perspective, how we treat others, and how we take care of ourselves, and how we talk to ourselves. These are the things that you can control. Everything else, speculative, my friends. Can't control people, can't control the future. And when you truly practice the things that you can control, you're not concerned with those other things that are just causing you anxiety anymore. My beautiful friends, you can control how you love the world. Go on out there and love the world. And remember, you want to say it with me? The rainbow as well. They're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. We'll see you next time.
Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows. We can